Love Changes Everything by Rosie Harris. Read by Neris Hughes. Chapter 1. Liverpool, 1920.
I keep telling you that I don't want to work in a factory.
14-year-old Trixie Jackson stuck out her chin defiantly as she faced her irate father. Tall and slim, with straight brown hair framing her oval face and expressive dark eyes, she took after Sam Jackson in looks.
Think yourself bloody lucky that you have a job to go to, you stupid Judy,
Sam Jackson snapped, glowering at his eldest daughter.
It's taken me weeks of grovelling to fix this up for you with the foreman, so don't you damn well let me down. You'll go there, my girl, and what's more, you'll like it. Now, is that understood?
You're not listening, Dad. I don't want to work there, or in any other factory if it comes to that. Not unless it's in the office. I've worked hard at school, and I'm good at sums, and I got top marks for neatness, and I want...
What you want and what you end up getting in this life are two different things, and the sooner you realise that, the better. I never wanted you or your stupid half-wit of a sister or to be living in a squalid dump like this place, but that's what I've ended up with.
And whose fault is it that Cilla is like she is?
Trixie accused him, looking across the room to where her younger sister was sitting on the floor, hugging a doll. As her father's open hand caught her in a stinging blow across the side of her face, Trixie staggered back, crashing against the corner of the wooden table and clutching at one of the rickety wooden chairs to save herself from falling. Her dark eyes narrowed with loathing as she wiped a trickle of blood from the corner of her mouth.
I hate you! One of these days I'll call the cops when you hit me or Mum, and I'll report you!
She choked shakily, pushing her shoulder-length hair away from her face.
Factory gate, 7 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning, he commanded, ignoring her threat.